part 8, gaining management, getting prepared to do your listing presentation and gaining management. Knowing your why. What is your why? What makes your difference? You need to be clear of that before you meet with a prospective owner. Being prepared. It is important to have the presentation material ready when you meet with the owner. Presentation material. Presentation folder with your owner information, your personal profile page, two copies of the management agreement, property profile, copy rent appraisal with property compliance recommendations of any, the personalised, of any, personalised the Pukeko difference, baseline meth testing flyer, parameters of being a property manager, your roles and duties. Signing up a new client, step by step. Through referrals and your marketing efforts, you will have prospective clients contacting you. Here are the steps to follow in order to sign them up to be your clients. There are also two checklists in the appendix for you to use when signing up a new client. The property may have an existing tenant, but in most cases the property is vacant and you will need to advertise for a new tenant for the property. Step 1. Set up a meeting with a prospective client. In this meeting, build a rapport with your client and advise them of what Pukeko Rental Management managers can do. Step 2. Present the Pukeko difference and inform them of the baseline meth testing program to protect their property. Step 3. Walk through and explain to the prospective client in terms and the terms in the management agreement. A copy of this agreement is in the appendix. Step 4. Once they are happy with it, then complete negotiations on any terms that the prospective client wants discussed. Step 5. Have this prospective client sign the agreement. Congratulations, you now have a new client. Step 6. Fill in the schedule of the property details and the owner's detail forms, which are part of the management agreement form. You may do this at the time or leave the form with the client to fill in and scan and email back to you when it's completed. Discuss with the owner any issues that will need to be dealt with prior to tenancy agreement being entered into. These issues should have been identified when you visited the property. You may require independent reports, e.g. insulation. Step 6. Determine if the property has an existing tenant or if it is vacant. If the property has an existing tenant, please proceed to steps 7 to 11. If the property is vacant, the next course will cover advertising for the tenant. Property with an existing tenant. Step 7. Advise your new client that they need the current landlord, which is either themselves or the owners or the existing rental manager, to give the existing tenant notice of the change of management and when they have to start paying rent to you. This will usually be completed within a month of the agreement being signed. Step 8. Pukeko is to provide the service address and bank account details to the existing tenant in writing as soon as possible. Step 9. Organise to uplift from the previous manager the originals of the following: tenancy agreement, bond transfer form, up-to-date rental statement, previous inspection report, copy of the condition report and of the tenancy, and keys to the property. Step 8. Complete the change of landlord form and send it to the bond centre for the handover of the bond. You and the tenant will then receive an acknowledgement of this. Step 11. Create a property file. See office organisation below. Explanation of clauses. Management agreement. Authority to act. Management. I acknowledge that by appointing Pukeko Rental Managers as an agent under the terms of the Residential Tenancy Act, you are to act on my behalf as if you were the landlord. Each Pukeko manager acts as a landlord and takes on the responsibilities of the landlord under the Residential Tenancies Act 1986. The owner hands the rights, authority and responsibilities over to the agent. 2. Minimum term. I understand that this is an ongoing authority not requiring annual renewal and may be altered by Pukeka rental managers by giving 1 month by the giving of 1 month's notice. The authority may be terminated by either one of us at any time by giving notice of 3 weeks. However, if this agreement is cancelled within 12 months from the time of the first tenancy, there will be a break fee of 500 plus gist. Agent's authority. The agent is authorised to select tenants, sign tenancy agreements for the premises or any part thereof, collect rents due, issue receipts from money collected, exercise the landlord's right to terminate tenancies, serve notices upon tenants, issue notice to terminate the tenancy, take action against the tenants to do such things as necessary to commence an order of possession and in order to terminate the tenancy from the tribunal and any appeal arising herethon. This spells out what the owner is giving us authority for. 4. Fees. The Pukeko rental managers is hereby authorised to deduct from rents collected the following fees and commissions plus gist. Commission charges for management of this property is set at 8.5% of all rents and monies collected. Commission charge on accounts paid is set at 8.5% plus GST of the total amount not applicable to rates and insurance. $5 handling charge for utilities rates including water rates and insurance. Attendance at the tribunal hearings or mediation on behalf of the landlord or his witness set at $50 an hour. All charges are subject to variation at 1 month's notice. You can change as required, but start high. Health and safety. Health and Safety at Work Act. I acknowledge that the Pukeko rental managers have fully explained the liabilities under the Health and Safety at Work Act of performing and arranging my own maintenance to the property and properties. Furthermore, if the Pukeko rental managers identify any risk to health and safety, I acknowledge that they must proceed with any mandatory action when necessary. Asbestos regulations. We acknowledge that the asbestos containing material, ACM, will be left undisturbed during the management of the property. Asbestos is safe if it's left intact and undisturbed. Any damaged ACM must be treated as a hazard and treated accordingly. We acknowledge and undertake that no major repair, renovation or demolition will take place on the property while a tenant is residing in the property. The health risk is where the airborne fibres. A survey must be taken of any ACM and if there is a management plan must be undertaken. Any ACM must be removed safely before any major repair, renovation or demolition. The fines are horrendous and we do not want to be in the firing line. 6. Inspections. Pukeko managers are authorised to carry out inspections of the premises at quarterly intervals. We will do them every month if the tenant is not meeting their responsibilities. Body corporate. We agree the rental manager of the body corporate rules that may apply and provide a copy of the same rules. Any changes to the body corporate rules will be immediately notified to the rental manager. Copy of the body corporate rules need to be supplied to the tenants. Repairs. We agree that Pukeko rental managers are authorised to instigate maintenance and repairs on the property and agrees to a secure prior approval on all expenditure over $650 at any one event. I understand there may be an exception for emergency repairs to protect the property or maintain essential services to the tenants. This is the cause amended the most. Owners fear that we will spend all their money. Always communicate well with owners regarding expenditures. A good idea is to copy owners' new work orders so they are informed of what is happening. 9. Bonds. The agency is to collect the bond and pay the bond centre tenancy services within 23 working days of the receipt and to refund the tenant at the end of the tenancy any part of the bond as in your judgment is appropriate. This gives us the right to decide on bond claims and refunds. 10. Annual maintenance. I authorise you to have the chimney swept and gutters cleaned annually to comply with the health and safety and insurance policy requirements. These two items are the reason insurance companies do not pay out on claims, ideally should be on an annual program before each winter. 11. Disbursements. For every new tenancy, I understand that there are costs to advertise property, check credit check prospective tenants and to do photography and record the condition of the premises at the commencement of each tenancy. I agree to pay for these disbursements plus GST. Any expense, disbursements and legal costs incurred by Pukeko rental managers in the enforcement of any tenancy tribunal order shall be paid by the owner in the first instance but reimbursed from the tenant. This includes any solicitor's fees or debt collection agency fees. I understand that there are fees associated with the tenancy tribunal applications and I agree to reimburse Pukeko rental managers the actual charges of the tenancy tribunal court and court applications. This authorises us to deduct rent from any disbursements spent on the property. It also asks the owner to be the banker when we have court fees. The owner reimburses and the fee is added onto the tenant's bill and their payments reimburse the owner. 12. Insurance. I undertake responsibility to ensure that the premises and chattels are adequately insured and authorise Pukeko Rental Management to represent my interests and to liaise on my behalf with the insurance company. Landlords must have insurance and inform the insurance company that it is rented. We also highly recommend landlord protection insurance. 13. Independent operator. We acknowledge that you are a licensee of Pukeko Rental Management Limited and an independent operator. I further acknowledge and agree that according to Pukeko Rental Management Limited has no liability to perform the obligations under this agreement. The property owners agree that you may assign your interest in this agreement to another licensee of the Pukeko Rental Management Limited. This is to stop the franchise owner being drawn into the tenancy tribunal or disputes tribunal by owners. It also means that we can transfer properties between licensees. 14. Reletting. I authorise the agent to renew any fixed term tenancy without our written instructions, provided the agent has taken all reasonable steps to contact us and has been unable to obtain our written instructions within any applicable time frame. We need to work at renewing the fixed term tenant at least 2 months out from the end of the fixed term date. Owners need to inform us if they do not want to tie up their rental for another 12 months. Meth testing. Pukeko rental managers have introduced a standard policy for meth testing as set out below. Baseline test completed at the commencement of the property management. Inter-tenancy test completed at the end of the tenancy and prior to the completion of the next tenancy. Commencement of the next tenancy. Suspicion test. Completed at any time where there are reasonable grounds to suspect that the property might be contaminated. Whereas a test result is positive for meth, Pukeko rental managers will work with the owner to agree an appropriate course of action. This may include further testing to require the tenant and require the tenant to vacate the property. Where the tenant is required to vacate the property, rent will not be charged. The owner acknowledges their responsibility to inform their insurance company in accordance with the terms of their policy. In all cases, the cost of testing will be met by the owner. Owners are asked to specifically note if an owner wants to opt out of meth testing, they must do so formally in writing. The owner expressly acknowledges that Pukeka rental managers may require a meth test to be completed where there is a suspicion on reasonable ground that the property may be contaminated, even when the owner has opted out of the test regime. In these circumstances, Pukeka rental managers will consult with the owner throughout the process. The risk of meth contamination is a real and continuing threat. There are growing cases where landlords have been ordered to pay back the rent to tenants and replace their furniture. Under health and safety, we have a duty of care to the tenant to provide a healthy environment in which to live. The flip side is that we have the proof to go after the tenant if they cause the contamination. 16. Service guarantees. If your property is vacant between tenancies for 21 days, Pukeka managers will cover the rent from the 22nd day onwards. This applies to all properties under our care in rentable condition on a fixed term tenancy rented at market rate and tenanted at the time of management handover. Pukeka rental managers will reimburse you all the arrears greater than 3 weeks. Rent arrears must be paid to the tribunal. Rent arrears will be paid after the tribunal ruling. Any existing tenant must have no arrears at the start of management and 4 weeks bond held at the bond centre. Any bond claim must first go towards rent arrears. These service guarantees make us the leaders in the property management industry. They reduce the risks to the owners and at the same time keep each rental manager on their toes. 17. Agent indemnity. The owner will hold and keep identified the agent against all suits, proceedings, claims, demands, costs and expenses whatsoever, and which may be taken out against the agent in the course arising out of the proper performance and exercise of any powers, duties, authorities of the agent herein. We acknowledge that this agreement is subject to the Renaissance Residential Tenancies Act 1986 and any other act passed by Parliament affecting residential tenancies. C. The indemnity may be given by the owner pursuant to Clause 17A hereof shall be extended to include any illegal activities undertaken by the tenants and at the property, to the intent that is the agent shall be kept identified against liability for such illegal acts, property damage caused by or tribute to the illegal acts, together with any consequential losses which are alleged to flow from the said illegal activities. While Pukeka rental managers take the utmost care in managing a property and treating it as if it was their own, some tenants go bad and we cannot guarantee the owner that this will be an insurance policy for the owner. Our commitment is to get this sorted as quickly as possible. 8. Collection costs. At the end of the tenancy, if there is a debt owed by the owner to the agent, then the owner agrees that the owner is liable for and pay for all costs and recovery of the debt, which costs shall be collected by a debt collection agency. Costs payable by the owner shall include legal fees, debt collection commissions, fees and disbursements, and the court filing fees and disbursements. This is to cover the rarest possibility that the owner may owe you for repairs at the end of the management, or which they withdraw the property before any rents are collected. Schedule of property details. In reality, many owners do not have on hand all the information required to complete a schedule of property details. However, the information is extremely important to you to manage the property and fulfil your obligations as a landlord under the Residential Tenancies Act. Incomplete details does not void the management agreement. However, it is important to gather the information as quickly as possible. Information required. Property to available to rent from. This is the date that the new tenant can move in. You need to discuss this with your owners when you can commence advertising and find an appropriate tenant before this date. Required rental range. This outlines the owner's expectation. While the property will be advertised at the high end of the range, you may have to talk to the owner if you have found a tenant who wishes to negotiate the rent. Preferred tenant profile. This allows the owner to show their preferred type of tenant, e.g. family, EG family. Listen to what the owner says, as you need to look out for any request that breaches the Tennessee Tribunal Act or any other act like sexual orientation and race. Are pets permitted? The owner needs to indicate what is permitted, like a cat, but not a dog, etc. Remember, when you are selecting a tenant, you are the landlord and you have the safety of the neighbours to consider. Is smoking permitted inside? As a landlord, make sure that if they are smokers, that they smoke outside. Use the inspections to check for any signs of smoking inside. Insurance policy, policy number, what kind of insurance? Very important, and seek assurance that any owner's policy is changed to a landlord's policy. It is also worth the owner considering rent protection. Recommend an insurance broker if required. What whiteware and appliances are included? These chattels must be included as chattels of any tenancy agreement. The landlord must be warned that they are responsible for any ongoing maintenance of the chattels included in the tenancy. Who looks after the grounds? Unit title, under unit title, is possibly the landlord. Otherwise, it is recommended to be the tenant's responsibility. If it is less complicated to have the tenant responsible and then enforce, it is less complicated to have the tenant responsible and then enforce standards. Security system. Codes required. Who do you go to when it fails? Who is it monitored by and who pays for this? Bay Corp details. Body Corp details. If a body corp, you need the body corp manager to know who to send changes to the rules that affect the tenant. Otherwise, the owner must let you know of the changes in a timely manner. Current electricity and gas supply. Ensure that the owner gives the final meter reading so the tenant can make their own arrangements. If the power or gas supply is used by a third party, then get hold of Pukeko HQ immediately to get advice on how to proceed, as it can get very messy very quickly if the tenant is not put in and the costs used are not transparent. ICP and meter. These are accounts and handy to have if there is any confusion, as with multiple tenancies in a property. Location of fuse box. In most cases, this will be very obvious, but in modern houses, it could be anywhere inside. Location of water toby. A hot water cylinder burst, and where do you turn the water off? In most cases, it can be a nightmare if you do not know where to find it. The tenant should be given this information up front. Location of the hot water cylinder. Some houses have them in the ceiling, so you need to know where to look. Authorised expenses. What you will be responsible for paying out of the rents on behalf of the owner. This becomes an extra responsibility, and a non-payment of something could be expensive. Ensure that the supplier sends invoices to you. Special conditions. Any particular trade person. This could be a person who is familiar with the property or a family friend. The software allows this information to be stored and should be checked prior to any work order being sent out. Owner's details. This form is self-explanatory. Full contact details of the owner and emergency person if is essential. Seek a deposit slip if possible to ensure the bank account details are correct. Take a opportunity to inquire how they heard from you so you can see where your business is coming from. Ask people who could be interested, good PR, to ring friends who are also landlords and letting them know who PECO is. Another extra service would be to ask if there is another person they would like statements to be sent to, e.g. accountant, another potential PR opportunity. Congratulations, you have a new property to manage. You may have to follow up with the owner if they do not want their property to have a baseline meth test, or if they wish to organise their own repairs. Under the health and safety at work, we need to have them sign the following forms if that is the case. Office organisation. Dropbox. Once management has been obtained, it is time to set up a filing system for the property. This will be done using Dropbox Business, which allows you to take your business with you as well as having all information securely stored. This involves setting up a property phoner, an old property folder, an owner folder, and a tenant folder. Setup. Subscribe for at least 1 GB captivity of Dropbox registration. 2. Create a folder for every property address. 3. Each property address folder to have owner and a folder for each tenant. Documents to include in folders. Owner, management agreement, rental appraisal, property compliance worksheet, includes smoke alarm info, insulation info, and annual maintenance, agreed, etc., gutter, chimney sweep, meth opt-out form signed, if required, letter signed by the owner if they were managing their own repairs and maintenance, a statement of insulation, folder of advertising photos numbered in the order you want them to appear on the internet. Put front photo of house first, then meth logo, then the rest of the photos. This is to suit the Trade Me display order. Tenancy. Tenancy agreement, reference check, character check, info and change of management letter if applicable, WINS assistance letter if applicable, bond receipt, ingoing condition report folder, ingoing condition report with photos and welcome pack. Send Dropbox link, meth report. Send Dropbox link to tenant. Please note, saved in TPS. Tenancy application form, tenant ID photos, bond lodgement form, unsigned. Saved in Palace. All inspection reports with photos and letters sent to the tenant. Screenshot of your computer files. Dropbox link to owner. Next is to share a Dropbox link to the owner. The link will be for the property folder, which also includes the owner folder and the tenant folder. So